I'd never smelled anything like the something else. But I'd also never actually been around a pregnant woman for more than a minute or two. Male wolves usually got extra protective when their mates were pregnant.
Well?
Arla demanded, eyes on the road while her mind was on our conversation.
Nothing.
I lied. It seemed like the safest choice in the moment. Roman growled. Shit, that damn man could read me now. Fine, there's something. It's barely there. I've never smelled pregnancy before, but I've never smelled whatever change Jamie sent either. They looked worried. That worried me. Roman, I'm sure you can smell it too. I glanced at him and tilted my head toward her. He shook his head once.
Bad idea.
It's mating season, Arla threw in. Right. The mating season hormones were also hellish on men's protective instincts. Do it. Oliver's order shocked us all into silence. He was the reason it was a bad idea. Most males would rip another guy's head off for sniffing their mate's neck during mating season. During any season, really. But mating season was the worst for violence and possessiveness. I saw Jamie's face fall at his words, and she turned away from him. Roman scanned my face for signs that I'd have a problem with him sniffing Jamie. I didn't. She wasn't a threat to me. He leaned us forward again and sniffed Jamie's hair and neck like I had, though he was much quicker about it. His eyes were on Oliver as he did, waiting for an outburst that never came.
Well?
I demanded. Roman shook his head and I groaned.
What the hell am I?
You're mine.
Roman's lips met my forehead. I rolled my eyes. His arms relaxed around me just the slightest bit, and I got more comfortable. Not the easiest feat on a man cut like a rock, but I was used to cuddling into his muscles. My stomach growled as I leaned my head to Roman's chest and shut my eyes.
We need to stop for food, he told Arla.
Google it and tell me where to go. Roman pulled one arm off me long enough to accept his phone from his sister, who handed it back from the front. He adjusted my position on his chest so he could hold me with both arms while finding a place to eat. He navigated Arla there while I dozed against him, complete exhaustion, making it nearly impossible to keep my eyes open. Arla parked the car and everyone slipped out but us. Roman adjusted his hold on me and tried to maneuver us out of the car, treating me like a Barbie doll once again. If I'd hated it, I would have insisted he put me down. But it was kind of nice and incredibly hilarious to observe him trying to fit 250 pounds of pure muscle over a seat and out the door while carrying me. This would be easier if he let go of me. My face deadpanned.
Don't care.
He finally made it out of the car. I noticed the grins everyone was trying to hide and bit back one of my own. I was so damn lucky. We all walked into the place together. A diner that could boast more grease than an oil truck, but would also make you feel like you were eating your grandmother's cooking. Everyone squished into a corner booth, Roman still holding me on his lap. Oliver's ass was already hanging off the cushion, and I liked having Roman beneath me, so I didn't try to get my own seat. The waitress bounced in, her gaze immediately snapping to Roman, and then flittering to Oliver, before moving back to Roman. My man was still shirtless, wearing just a pair of basketball shorts. Although I was on his lap, I looked pretty ghetto in ill-fitted men's clothing, with a beanie still trapping most of my waist-length red hair. The waitress probably wasn't too much older than us, and saw no problem with just standing there checking him out, mesmerized by those muscles of his. My muscles. My lips twisted into a snarl, but Roman's hand slid under my shirt and spread over my stomach, warming me. My anger fought for a moment before it fell away, and I leaned further into him. Too warm and comfy to be mad.
We'll take three of each of the breakfast meals,
Roman ordered quickly. There were 10 breakfast meals. The lady's eyes widened. Mine did too. That was a shit ton of food.
Well, okay, do you want those brought out together? Because I'm not sure we can really do that, but maybe...
Whatever works.
Roman dismissed her with a flick of his eyes, which settled on me as he tugged the beanie off my head and tossed it to the table, leaning his nose to my hair and inhaling softly. The waitress awkwardly took...